You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
My grievance is the wind today. My goodness.
It is something.
And granted, we're not going through what St. Louis went through today, but it is wind day out there. Dana does not have a grievance today.
Babies are all coming home.
So, Sam, if you have a grievance, you can take hers.
Oh, man, I was ill-prepared for this. Can I take a pause?
You can defer.
Hit you with one
you can,
in a minute?
You can defer until a little bit
deferment.
Later.
Okay.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. We have two lines open if you want to grab them, if you have a grievance. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com. And please allow me to be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. All right, the telephone number is 913-586-7798. I will read this the first one off the text line today from 3002, and I want you to know that they mean this as a joke, because it ends with LMAO, okay?
Yes.
But 3002 writes, my grievance is with the University of Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, they'll give a degree to anybody, even those who think Alaska is an island.
Well, in just KU's that one defense, time. World geography was not part of the journalism curriculum.
Oh, 1,000% it was not.
She tested out of world geography.
That's right. Uh-huh. You have to take it.
Failed out.
Mad skills.
Jim in Bates City. Hello, Jim.
Good day. I guess I'll be like Mr. Costanza, and I've got a lot of problems with you people. My grievance is Dana and Parks this afternoon. I think it was even maybe to start the show. I'm driving down the road in my truck, minding my own business,
mm-hmm.
and next thing I know, I'm feeling a fool.
Mm-hmm.
What happened, Jim?
I was making the same lip motions, trying to touch my lips as B touched my lips, as F touched, did both lips touch on F? Is it M? Is it Z? Thanks.
A.
I felt foolish.
B.
So, Jim, thank you for that. Let us remind everybody, when we started the show, Dana informed me that she had some wisdom that she wanted to impart on me. And I said, please give me your wisdom.
Oh, give me all the wisdom.
And tell everybody what you started the show
there
with.
There are only four letters
That's right.
in the alphabet when you say them out loud that your lips touch together. And I will let you all, while you're in your cars looking like ding-a-lings, start saying the alphabet out loud. But
figure it out on your own.
The first two, obviously, I'm going to give you A. Your lips do not touch. B, it does.
That's correct.
There
That's
are three more letters that your lips will come together to say the letter, and B is the first one.
That's right, Sam, because at Buckner, they do it better.
Damn right they do.
You cannot say Buckner and butter without touching your lips together, and there are three other letters. We'll let you guys figure it out on your own. That's your homework assignment.
Mm-hmm.
Lucy in Lee Summit. Lucy, good afternoon. Hello.
Happy windy Friday, everyone.
Yes. Hello.
So it's been super windy, and the trash trucks have all come around by now, and people still have trash cans out. That's great. I get it. They're at work. They're doing, you know, people's work. But when you go out to get your trash can, how far are you supposed to chase a piece of trash that's blowing in the wind on a day like today? Or are you just supposed to let it go?
Ooh, gosh, I love that question.
And it's trash from your can.
Oh, I love that question.
From the personal can of the person that's picking up the can.
Like how many, so your argument, and I see, I can hear your grievance in the question, but that's a hell of a good question. How many houses would you travel? Let's do it that way. Instead of feet.
Right.
How many houses do you travel to get trash that blew out of your trash can?
Because at some point it just keeps going.
Are they are they farmhouses?
Or is this a neighborhood?
No. Or is this a neighborhood?
Just a regular neighborhood.
I would say six houses. No, I'm going to say four houses, and then it becomes the fifth house owner's trash.
You know what I think? I think if nobody's looking, then it's just my next door neighbor's trash now.
Wow.
Wow.
It's pretty windy.
But it's your trash.
But I can't run.
Okay.
I'm going to say two houses. I ain't going three houses down. At that point, this is an act of God.
And by the way, by the time you get to three or four houses down, you don't even know them that well.
Correct.
They're the people that they let their dog poop in your yard and they don't pick it
right?
up. 913-586-7798. Let's go to Trevor in Lee Summit. By the way, Lucy, thank you for the great question. Hello, Trevor. Trevor Once.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, Scott. Hi.
Hey, sorry. I'm not in Lee Summit, but I can be there quickly.
Okay, sorry. It said you were in Lee Summit. I beg your pardon.
No, it's all good. Life coaches. All right. Before I disparage a whole profession, I get it. There are wonderful people who help people. The problem is, anybody can go and call themselves a life coach. And then when you meet them, this person's 25 years old and they just don't have that life experience. And then they use phrases like, I want to be intentional and I'm going to be present. It is so annoying to hear these little buzzwords from people that are 25 years old.
Yeah, for people who are 25.
I mean, come on. Live a little, have some experiences, some successes, some failures.
Yep.
Then you can help me.
You know, it's interesting you say that, Trevor. I've always made the argument, and it's probably not an original thought, but you've got to have a handful of the four to be a radio talk show host. You have to have a mortgage.
Yes.
You don't have to have all of these.
But you have to have a good number of them.
At least two, but three preferable. All four, get on the air. You have to have a mortgage.
Yep.
A marriage. Check that. There's five. A mortgage, a marriage, a divorce, kids, and an addiction. If you can get three of those five, you're doing really well.
What does it mean if you have all of them?
Ding, 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 ding.
Why do you think you and I are here? And the show does very well.
Well, if you count each divorce, do you have six of the five?
Shut up, Sam.
Sam, some of us have tried and we have failed at certain aspects of our lives.
We all have certain skill sets in life.
You and I just happen to be very good at getting married and getting divorced. 913-586-7798. Is it Zwan?
Yeah, it's Zwan.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
Hey, how y'all doing?
We're doing very well. Thank you.
Well, my grievance is with, since I don't have a cell phone, I can't go to the hardware store and get a discount card because it's on the telephone. And then this week, I heard on the radio that if I want a coupon for Kingsford charcoal, it has to be on a cell phone. So I'm getting weeded out.
Well, can I ask you a question? And I certainly mean this with no offense. I'm not picking on you. I'm just very curious. You're probably one of a handful of people, if not the only person I've heard from in a long time, who says, I don't have a cell phone. Why?
I don't want to open that door a long time ago with the internet because all I'd be doing was playing P-O-R-N.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Wow.
Very interesting comment.
Did not see that coming on the bingo card today.
It certainly wasn't. It certainly wasn't.
when he stated P, I thought he was going to say PS3 or what is the video game thing
PlayStation
called?
PlayStation 3.
I thought he was going to say, I'm a video game. I'm a gamer.
I'm an enthusiast and I don't want it to become an addiction.
I'm a gamer.
What did I miss?
Nothing.
Maybe you can go back and listen to Zwan's.
Does he have an interesting habit?
Let's just say there's a reason he doesn't want a cell phone in his life.
And it's not video games.
It's not what we were expecting the answer to be.
He can move to Kansas.
Okay. Can we just go to break, please?
He's probably over the age of 18, Sam.
That's a fair point.
Telephone number here is 913-586-7798. Zwan. Ryan in KCK before we get to the break. Hello, Ryan.
Spelled it out.
Beautiful folks, how are you?
We're doing well, thank you.
Small grievance, Scott. I twinge every time you refer to Second Chance at Life as the clink, because I too have done that. And if it was a clink, you sure weren't good at removing the sink and toilet. And my gratitude, Jonathan Weir is back in KC.
Yes!
And I'm here.
Yes, if you missed the announcement earlier today, thank you for reminding me, Ryan, so I can give the announcement here in the 5 o'clock hour. Thank you very much. And by the way, when I refer to rehab as the clink, I don't do it.
You do it lovingly and jokingly.
There are times I wish I'm not willing to do the work to end up back there. But there are times I wish I could just go back there and spend a night. I miss it sometimes. I miss the people, but I do it as a joke. And so if that joke isn't very funny, I'll cut it out. But let me just do this very quickly, because Dana was on today with Jamie Monticelli.
Oh, so fun.
Because the great John Grayson retired, and his last day was on Friday. We've been holding this secret in, and it's everybody in the station's been bursting at the seams to tell everybody. Jonathan Weir is coming back. He will be back on KMBZ on Monday, and he has been hired to replace John Grayson. And we're very excited.
Over the moon that he is back home.
Mm-hmm. Very excited.
Do we know what the show is called yet? I feel like I should know the answer to that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Is it Jamie and Weir?
The Jamie and Weir show?
It is.
I love it.
Okay, 913-586-7798. We do have a line open. If you want to grab it now. 913-586-7798. We'll get to more of your grievances in just a moment. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today at Q39KC.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
So I was talking to Sam during the break, and, you know, we used to open up Festivus Friday with me giving out the rules, but that, I mean, it just, when you do that 52 times a year, and, you know, Festivus has been on this show for 13 plus years, that's a lot of times going over the rules. And so, but Sam was telling me that during the break, you know, he said, I've had to turn a couple of people away because they would end up breaking the rules of Festivus. There aren't many. There's just a handful. Number one is you can name public officials or public figures by name. You cannot name private citizens. So your neighbor, Bill, you can't talk about Bill, but other than to say my neighbor, you can't name him. Yeah. All right. Also, we cannot challenge your grievance. We can ask for clarification, but we can't challenge it. And number three, the advertisers of this program are, they pay for the light bill. They pay our salaries. You can't call out an advertiser on Festivus Friday because, A, they can't defend themselves. They're not here to defend themselves. We're not qualified to defend them. And so if your grievance is with somebody who advertises on just KMBZ, not just Dana and Parks, but KMBZ, we can't take that call, and I think and hope that you can understand why. Okay? All right, so let's get back to it. 913-586-7798. Zach in Spring Hill. Zach, hello.
Oh, what's up, guys? Those rules seem pretty obvious. I'd be surprised that people don't understand. I've got a gratitude and a grievance.
Okay.
First of all, my grievance is that I just recently went bald, decided to give up the old hair game, and I've been looking online all over the place for a good head shaver, you know, shaving cream and razor, cut up your head, it's a big mess. I looked everywhere, and I found this brand, and they have a great website. They even had, like, great reviews, good ads everywhere, like, just a solid-looking company, and I said, you know what, that's the one I'm going to go with. Great, great option. Well, I get the thing, and then after I order it, I go, you know what, I'm going to go check out some other reviews, and I found out that as they're looking at Amazon, all they did was they took an Amazon $10 cheap razor or trimmer and slapped their logo on it. And so buyer beware, these people out here, they're tricky. I just bought a $10 razor for $50.
Oh, wow.
I was so mad. I called my mother. I said, you're not going to believe what I did. But it just ticked me off. So that's my grievance.
All right. What's your gratitude?
Jonathan Weir is the best. I started listening to KMBZ because of Jonathan Weir, and I caught you guys right before him. And I was like, oh, these guys are awesome. So I'm so excited. Big deal. And I hope he does a great job. I'm excited to listen in.
Well, I don't think you have to hope. He is going to do a great job.
Over the moon. He is back home.
Did you just say Weir?
Weir. Over the moon. He is back home.
Are you Jonathan Weir over the moon?
Yeah.
Stop.
Just more.
You want me to cut that? You want me to cut that out? Okay.
We are very excited. We are
very excited.
Got it.
Tom in St. Louis. Tom, good afternoon. Hello.
Hey, actually, Dana nailed it. We are excited about Jonathan Weir. But my grievance is, Scott, I'm like you, okay? I have scar tissue on knees. My knees are shot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll get out. And what my problem is when I'm at work, I'm in I do disaster restoration, and I climb through a trailer, and sometimes I got to climb over things that I have to get to the nose of the trailer. And there's a 25-year-old standing there watching. I'm 60. Watch me do this. And he's playing on his phone. And when I call him out, what's wrong with this picture? He calls HR.
Oh.
And I get a phone call from HR. Well, you know, you can't talk to people like that. It's like, no.
But boy, hey, Aaron,
how come that. You got in trouble?
So, Tom, the only thing you said was, what's wrong with this picture? And that got you reprimanded?
Yeah.
Huh.
I said, I'm doing this. And what's wrong with this picture? I'm 60 years old. I'm old enough to be your grandfather. And you're standing there playing on your phone. What's wrong with this picture? Oh, I'm sorry. I did not tell you that I told him he was a waste of payroll.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
Now we're getting somewhere, yeah. I did tell him that. Huh. And I got a phone call, and it's just like, what's wrong with these kids? They have no work ethic.
Tom, you had me, and I was your defender.
You're a waste of payroll.
I was your defender in faith until you told the kid that he's a waste of payroll.
Well, and Scott, one more thing before you hang up on me.
Yeah.
You love watching TikTok videos or whatever of animals attacking each other.
Well, kind of the Mutual of Omaha Wild Kingdom videos.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm into that, too. But I tell you what, you got to go on YouTube. And you got to watch videos. Just type in.
Be careful now. The last time somebody told me to type something into my phone.
It started with a P and we got in trouble.
No. Snakes attacking house cats. 999,000 times a snake will attack a house cat and the house cat will dominate.
Good. I was hoping you were going to say that.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Partner. Well, Tom, you have a great weekend, buddy.
Care.
All right.
You as well.
Okay, go easy on that 25-year-old so you don't get called down to HR again.
Waste of payroll.
Carolyn in Raymore. Hello, Carolyn.
Hi, how are you guys?
We're doing well, thank you.
I have a grievance, and it has to do with Mother's Day. Mm-hmm. My daughter, who is a mother, is a waitress or server, whatever they're called these days, and she works at a pretty well-known steakhouse. She worked on Mother's Day, and she had great tips except for two tables. And I don't understand why. I don't think I'm being partial to her, but she's a great waitress, and she's been doing this since she was like 15, the different various restaurants. But what shocks me is she had a party of seven. The bill was $200. They tipped her $1 or $2. Mm-hmm. And then she had a table of four, which was a mom, a dad, a brother, and a sister. The mom and dad shared a plate. The brother and sister shared a plate. They had a coupon for a free appetizer. And the bill was $55, and they tipped her like 20, 25 cents.
Oh, no.
That's insulting.
It is, and I don't think they realize that she's not doing it for fun. Most waiters, waitresses, they don't do it for fun. It's their, way
livelihood.
Of making a living.
Yep.
Yes. And, she loves what she does, but it's discouraging when they tip really bad, and especially on Mother's Day, or holidays in general, really, because they're missing out time with their family to serve somebody else's family. And I just want people to know that, to keep that in mind when they go out on holidays, that the person that's waiting on them is taking time away from their family. And if you don't have money to tip, then don't go out.
Don't go out.
That's right.
Amen.
Carolyn, do appreciate the call, the grievance. Thank you for it. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Time for more grievances. Debbie in North Kansas City. Debbie, hello.
Well, hey, thank you for taking my call.
Of course.
Now, Dana, you might be able to relate to this. Scott probably can't. My grievances is when you fill out applications or any kind of paperwork, there's always the next question that says, what other previous names do you go by?
Yeah.
Well, now, you know, if you've had been married 3 or 4 times,
yep,
that can be really frustrating because it's like, and, you know, especially on the job applications and kind of embarrassing. It's like, okay, I can't keep a husband. Can I keep a job? Yeah. It's like, oh my gosh. But
it's also a uniquely female problem because
it is. And yeah. And try to get one of those real licenses.
Yep.
You have to prove your divorce. Then you have to prove your marriage. You have to prove your divorce. But originally, you have to prove your maiden name. So if you went back to your maiden name, oh, man, it took me like an hour.
I feel you, girl. Yeah. I feel you.
It was something. But so, yeah, you know, it's just the commitment issues, guys.
Debbie, can I ask you a question? You don't have to answer it, obviously.
Okay.
How many different last names have you had?
Including my married name?
Yeah.
Or, I mean, my maiden name?
Yeah.
5.
Okay.
But my dad's had 6. So, and he tells me I'm catching up with him. He's 94.
Okay.
Well, maybe it's hereditary. You know, there's that gene.
Debbie, I love everything about your call, and you just keep doing you, girl. You just keep doing you.
Doc in St. Joe. Doc, hello.
Hey, folks.
Hi.
Hey, it has always aggravated me that weather people refer to winds as the direction they are coming from. Like today, it's a strong westerly wind. The wind's coming out of the west. That would be like your traffic person saying, we got a 2-car accident on 435 north, meaning 435 coming from the north.
That is so true, and I never thought about it that way.
So your argument is we have an easterly wind today of roughly 35 miles per hour.
Yeah, but just do it just like traffic. It's an eastbound wind.
Huh. I never thought of it that way. All right. Good grievance.
Wow.
It's something.
It actually makes sense.
It's not often that a grievance dumbfounds all of us. Good job, Doc.
Never really thought about that. I just look at the arrows on the screen and which way they're coming from, and I'm like, oh.
But what does it mean to you that the winds are coming out of one way or another?
Well, they're coming, if it's a southerly wind, it means it's warm wind.
Is it a mighty wind?
It is mighty. I hope. So if the wind is a south wind, it's coming up from Texas and Oklahoma, it's more likely than not that means warmer air is coming up.
Okay.
So if it's like January 5th, and we have a southerly wind, it means it's going to be a warmer day than if it was a northerly wind.
And if it's a westerly wind, storms could be a brewing.
That is correct. Mm-hmm. We rarely get an easterly wind.
It's true.
Very
rare. I never pay attention to what direction it's going. I'm like, is my trash going to end up my neighbor's yard? Like today, yes.
If today is trash day, the answer is yes. Yes. Robert in Grandview. Robert, hello.
Yeah, this is my grievance. First, Dana, mm-hmm. I really appreciate that you've actually taken the place of my favorite radio host.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to date myself, Darcy Blake, but aww. I digress. The other thing is, this is my grievance, the most beautiful woman in the world. Whenever she asks me to cut the yard, and I'm cutting the yard, there's always an, oh, by the way,
uh-huh. on the
list. That's my grievance for today.
Like, the oh, old... by the way, while you're out there, would you mind whacking the weeds?
Would you mind going and get me something from the store? Would you mind this, that, the other?
Yeah.
There's something in the basement. Oh, it drives me nuts.
But now, hang on, Phil. And I'm not challenging your grievance, but you did say she's the most beautiful woman in the world, didn't you?
So what does that got to do with
that? That means you do what she asks.
It's the reason why I'm out here in the yard. That's all I'm going to say.
How long are you going to be out in the yard? About another hour or so?
Yep, about another hour.
He doesn't have the rest of that list yet.
I'll be on that next.
All right, you have a great weekend, man.
Be well.
You too, thank you.
All right, take care, buddy. Oh, I called him Phil. I meant Robert. Sorry, Robert. Phil's next. Phil and Lee Summit. Hello, Phil.
Hey, how we doing, guys?
We're doing well. Thank you.
So my grievance, get to work about 6 o'clock yesterday morning over in a large industrial area in Fairfax.
Mm-hmm.
Get all of our work done. We get to call it an early day about 1:30, which I walk out to my truck to find that someone has broken into my truck and accomplished nothing but completely trashing my steering column.
Oh, no.
So an early great day turns into a large headache.
Can I ask you, how did they get in, Phil? Did they just smash their way in?
No, because we've had several windows broken out, and I don't keep anything valuable, so I didn't lock my door, so I don't have to replace a window.
But you do have to replace a steering column.
I do. I'm sorry. But yeah. We got crystal clear pictures of their license plate.
Good.
As long as that vehicle isn't stolen.
And that plate belongs to that vehicle.
Right.
Great point. By the way, speaking of ne'er-do-wells, or alleged ne'er-do-wells, I should say, we didn't get to the story in the stack today, but there has been an arrest charges filed in connection with the tow truck operator who allegedly towed four high school
the prom kids
vehicles from the Raypec prom in Midtown. It was at a theater, the Madrid Theater. And this person was in court, I believe, yesterday,
mm-hmm.
Charged with several crimes, of course. Now, he did, as he was either in court or leaving court, say that he is innocent and he is going to prove it.
Did you or did you not hook up the cars and remove them during prom?
Well, like I said, I'm just trying to give both sides of the story. Prosecutors have charged this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the tow. It's not Metro Tow. It's another towing company. And he is allegedly the tow operator who took four cars from the Raypec High School prom mm-hmm. at the Madrid Theater.
I did see that there was a miscommunication. I can't remember if this report was verified, but there was a miscommunication between the folks who were supposed to be booking that parking lot and the parking lot.
Then why is he charged?
Well,
that's why he says he's innocent.
He says he's innocent, and he's going to prove it in court.
The kids did get a refund. It ruined their prom night. I mean, they all came out and didn't have cars, but at least they didn't have to pay the fees.
From the text line, my grievance is spam calls. I have received 70 in the last 48 hours. Don in Kearney. Don, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
I wanted to grieve. My grievance is that why isn't there sign language for motorists? I mean, the only one I ever see is the
middle finger,
the one with the, some guy goes by me and you can tell he's just screaming his head off. If there was just something to say, I don't know, is there a universal I'm sorry or I'm lost?
I think there's a universal, I'm sorry, it's kind of, you give a little hand wave.
You do the hand wave, but you're kind of like, you kind of duck when you do it. Like, my bad.
Your shoulders go down a little bit, your head ducks down a little bit, like Dana said, and you don't wave, you just put your hand up. Kind of like, oops. I think that's the universal, I'm sorry. Now, I'm lost, you just keep driving around in circles, I guess. I don't know.
Well, you know, you're driving slow or you don't put on your right turn signal or somebody is screaming at you because you're driving so slow.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of thing. I mean, plus two, I'm 77, so I'm not the sharpest driver that I used to be.
Yeah.
And I'm making more mistakes, but
now, Don,
I just wish there was. Huh?
I would never promote this, and this isn't a challenge, but might I offer a small clarification?
Okay.
I think that we do have a universal language when it comes to driving. It transcends all language.
Samuel.
It can be translated, and everybody understands.
You're talking
it.
About the middle finger.
It's just one finger. Just wave it at them.
No.
That's how you get shot. Never
that's the whole
this.
Road rage. That's the whole road rage thing. That,
that's right.
You know, that,
Don, don't you listen know. To him. He's 6'5", thinks he's, you know, he's got the world by the tail. Don't listen all to right. bad advice like that.
All right. I'm gonna try the thing about slumping down or slapping my forehead.
You know what I do? You know what I do, Don? And maybe it's because I'm getting older as well. When I drive home at night, I always drive in. I never drive in the fast lane.
True.
And even if the person in front of me is going a little slower than I would like, I stay in the middle.
Stay in your lane.
I stay in the middle or right lane. Of Shawnee Mission Parkway, I never get in the left lane. And you know how many people give me the middle finger? Zero.
Yep.
Yeah. Sounds good. How old are you, Scott?
I'm 53 years old.
You'll get no sympathy from me.
I hear you, Don. I hear you, brother. I hear you. Hey, you have a great weekend, okay?
You too. All bye. Right.
I never get, and on the highway, I never drive in the left lane either. And I never, ever get the middle finger.
Just smile and wave, boys.
That's right.
Smile and wave.
That's right. I keep it at 9 and 3, which is the new 10 and 2, and I just look ahead and I drive. Leisurely ride home. Nobody ever gives me the middle finger. Hey, if you missed a segment, check out the Dana Parks podcast on KMBZ.com or get direct links on the Dana and Parks Twitter page at Dana and Parks. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. Let's go to Rick in Kansas City. Rick, hello. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon. How are you doing, guys?
We're doing well. Thank you.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Of course.
Just had a quick grievance. I made a grievance with a customer service. When you call and you give that first person, after like 10 minutes actually of talking to an outdated person, given all the details that you finally get connected to somebody, give them the details, and then they transfer you, and guess what you got to do now?
Give them the same details you just gave the other person?
Yes, sir.
Isn't that weird?
Just about right.
Right on. All right, hey, have a great weekend.
Can I just piggyback onto his? Because I actually do have a grievance because this happened this last week. Not only do you have to tell your story 2 or 3 times, it takes so much longer to actually find a real person now than it used to. You used to just be able to press 0. They're on to that game.
Well, when I call my insurance company,
you know, press 1 if it's banking, yep. Press 2 if it's checking, press 3 if you've been in a car wreck, press 4 if this, and then it's like, no, I need something else. There's no representative option anymore.
If you say it,
so
if
I can route your call. Tell me if in a few words, what if it's something bizarre? And every once in a while, I have something bizarre. Like I have a duplicate charge, like on my credit card, but it's this, and I need to talk to somebody with this. You can't explain that to an AI robot.
No, you can't. But have you ever just thought, or have you ever just tried just saying, operator, operator?
Oh, yeah. And you know what they say now?
I do not understand
that command.
I cannot understand your request.
Crazy.
Please say in a few words how I can help you.
Big
representative.
Al. Okay. Human.
Yeah, I got a few words for you.
Big Al in Blue Springs. Hello.
Hey, thank you for allowing me time on your platform to vent my grievance here.
Of course.
I was driving down I-70 heading west, just out of Odessa, or heading east to go visit a buddy in Odessa at 8 o'clock in the morning. And on the westbound side, right about just past Adams Dairy,
heading west towards the city. There were two cars doing like 20 mile an hour on the highway and had the traffic backed up for like a mile and a half. They were just putting along. And I'm trying to lose my aggressive anger about driving. And people like this don't help. I think the driver's license should be revoked. I bet you if you went and looked in their garage, they got an ATV and a dirt bike in there.
Oh, yes. I agree with you.
My other creed is if you want to have a gratitude, go to a meeting. They always need a topic in a gratitude meeting. This is for grievances. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Protect the grievances.
Really quick, we have an update out of New Orleans. They have video of the inmates escaping.
Stop it.
We had talked, how did they have 11 inmates in one cell? They didn't. The inmates literally ripped the doors open. What?
Ripped the doors open?
I thought these were holding cells
for bad
people.
What do you mean there's video?
They have video from inside the jail of the inmates using their feet to leverage themselves on the other cell doors. And with brute strength, they just rip the doors open.
Okay. First of all, this jail needs to be demolished and rebuilt. The other thing is, do none of the guards at this jail have ears? That's a lot of noise.
At 12:33 a.m., the video shows multiple inmates ripping open the jail cell doors.
Where are you reading that?
They breached the wall and exited the loading dock at 1:01 a.m. This is from Cassie Sherm, WDSU.
WDSU. Okay. Jacob in Platte City. Hello.
Hey, my gratitude is you guys are going to listen to me grieve.
Go ahead.
So my grievance is with the self-centered type of person who will blow a stop sign or just whip right on out in front of you, nearly causing collisions. And when you instinctively blow on your horn as you're slamming on your brakes, their natural reaction seems to be to flip you the bird. And I'm like, what did I, in all of what just happened, what did I do wrong other than not hit you that deserved, that warranted you to give me the bird?
You exist.
I guess.
Just say two words, Jacob. Let them.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Just say let them.
No, let them, not blank them.
Well, you could also say those two words. That also feels really good.
That does feel really good.
Be well, my friend.
Yes, sir.
Okay. We got to run. Happy birthdays today to Janet Jackson. She is 59. Megan Fox is 39. Tori Spelling from 90210 is 52. Pierce Brosnan, still got it, 72. Deborah Winger is 70.
Oh, I love her.
From one of your favorite movies,
yes.
Terms of Endearment. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks, and God willing, back on Monday at 2 o'clock. Be well, be safe, and be good to one another. Good night. Take care.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.